There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's talk to somebody in California, and it is Lubna Takruri, who is from an app called Happy Couple. It's a company called Happy Couple, actually, and joins us very early in the morning with you, Lubna. I apologize for getting you up so early.
Oh, I'm so happy to be with you. It's my pleasure.
Well, it's nice to have you on. I mean, Valentine's is over for another year, and we kind of thought talking to you the day after Valentine's might work, because if it didn't go as well as you might have hoped, then there is hope for people like myself who often put their foot in it. But look, it's a recent study that you guys have done that confirms relationship health can be predicted by how well we know one another, not how alike we are. It's something that I guess most of us suspect to be true. So can technology help us to have a healthier romantic relationship is the question. Let's start, though, with Happy Couple. Just tell us what you do. Just outline that, first of all, Lubna, if you would.
Yeah, sure. This is a brand new study we're really excited about telling the world about and answering those questions. So Happy Couple is a free mobile app. It's on all three app stores, and it's the only app out there that helps people build strong and healthy romantic relationships. So we have a small team in Paris and in San Francisco, where I am. We have users around the world. And when you download the app, you connect with your partner and you play a game of fun quiz questions to get to know each other better. So you score points, and Happy Couple also offers couples tips and challenges to keep the relationship fresh and interesting. And so the most unique thing about the app is when you download Happy Couple, the questions are adapted to your unique relationship. So it's for people who've just met and are dating, or if they're long distance or married with kids who've been together for a long time, you get questions for you. And so Happy Couple gives you the tools to continue getting to know each other on the fun and really important topics that you should be talking about as a couple.
I personally love this, because I'm always asking my guy to play these games and quizzes to get it. It's the most important thing when you're a new couple. Based on the data you've gathered from the info couples shared, what have you found?
Yeah, so what's really amazing is that Happy Couple has more than 500,000 users all around the world, and they have answered more than 120 million questions. So these are fun quiz questions, everything from preferences to things about their relationship, and all of these answers are anonymous. So we have percentages, we have correlations, and this is a really great way to use technology and science to see if there's factors that contribute to healthy relationships based on this anonymous relationship data. So what we did is we had an amazing data scientist who has a PhD in neuroscience do a research study on Happy Couple's data, and he found that there's one really important factor that makes a healthy relationship, or one more than others. So ready? It's, as you said, the most important thing was how well you know your partner and how they feel. And that's more important than whether you're the same and whether you're alike. And the way we found that is in the game, you answer quiz questions about yourself, so your preferences and things you want for your future, and then you guess what your partner's answer would be. So if you remember the newlywed game, it's kind of like that. And what the study found was that the couples who guessed correctly more often how their partner felt had stronger indicators of a healthy relationship. So it was much more important than having the same answer or liking the same things or being alike. And this is really interesting, because it shows that technology really can help us with the formula for healthy relationships. And it's also great because that's exactly why the Happy Couple app was created. It's a way to help couples have the right conversations and at the right time, because knowing each other is what's going to help you have a strong connection.
I mean, it's great for the app generation. I have to say, I'm going to come clean with you, Lubna. I'm a little bit more cynical, because I'm not really of the app generation. And I kind of knew this without the data science. But I recognize that data science is one of the sciences of the future. We hear data is the new oil all the time. What I do like about this, though, is that effectively what you get is, because it's anonymous, I'm guessing, and I don't know how you quantify this, perhaps you get more honest answers coming through?
That's what we would hope. I mean, the idea of Happy Couple is that we really want to encourage couples to talk about anything and everything, especially as your relationship goes forward. Right. It's a way that to encourage people to have in-person conversations, and a way to encourage couples to have activities that bring them closer. So I totally understand that we all may have already known this, But a lot of people are going to need those ideas, and especially younger generations. You know, we have a lot of millennial users, a lot of younger users who are so used to interacting over the screen that when it comes to having those in-person and in-real-life conversations and connections, this is just going to feed you ideas of conversations to have and activities to do together.
That's a great point. We're always on our phones, right?
I'm
curious. So I tried to check this out right before we went on air and download the app. And I'd like you to tell us a little bit more about these. So you earn points, right? And is there a reward with this? I mean, are there gifts or discounts that are given for these points? With, you know, they could help couples perhaps dinner reservations or such, or is it just a point system? Like, what are you doing with your point system? How does that work?
Yeah, we're actually working up to that. So what's really exciting is that we're talking to a lot of companies now about partnerships. So we have users around the world, and we have global companies that we're looking at doing partnerships with. So we already have some that offer discounts, coupons. But mainly the point system is a way for you and your partner to advance in levels in the app. So you get to different levels, you unlock challenges to do together. So it's a progression, and it shows you what categories you have your points in. So to progress in levels, you need to get points in all of the different categories. There's 6 categories, and so you get this really broad way of getting to know each other in a really broad sense of the questions. And those are really great ideas that we're working up to. We have a little bit, and we have really exciting opportunities now to do those kinds of partnerships you're talking about.
All right.
Really want that. We look at our user feedback, and that's something also that people have really asked for.
Okay. What kinds of questions do you ask? I mean, this is more than, you know, do you like strawberries? Do you like, you know, white chocolate or dark chocolate? I mean, what? Give us an idea of some of the questions. Just how in depth
yeah.
are you?
Yeah, it goes the range, because we want this to be an experience that's comfortable for people who have just met asking those questions, and, you know, things that are still interesting and things you're still getting to know about someone after decades of marriage. And one of the Happy Couple co-founders, Dr. Lonnie Barback, is a relationship therapist. So she's an expert in what kind of questions. So the questions, so you play the quiz. It's a fun 3-minute quiz. It's 5 questions that you answer for yourself and you guess about your partner. And it's not a test, and there's no wrong answers, and you can skip any questions. So that should make people feel more comfortable. And they go from fun and light, like, if you won the lottery, what would you do? What's your favorite kind of cheese? Or in 10 years, where would your partner like to live? Or how important is it to split household chores evenly? And then they go to more serious and intimate things that couples should be talking about. So things more about, like, broader life and way to live, and things about your past. And then we also have really interesting hypothetical questions, like, if this scenario were to happen, how would you respond? How do you think your partner would respond?
Okay, what if your wife, like mine, is somebody whose refrain seems to be, put your phone down?
Well, the thing about the app is it's a really good way to stay connected when you're apart. So it's great for people in long-distance relationships. It's great when you're, you know, waiting in line somewhere or when you're not together, because you answer your quiz questions whenever you have your downtime and your partner answers their questions. And then whenever you have answered the same question, it's going to tell you if you have a match or a mismatch. And we also have really fun and cute fill-ins. So you can fill in something, a question with blanks, and your partner sees it. So that way, even when you're not together, you can feel a sense of connection and your partner is thinking about you and answering questions. And, you know, 3 minutes, if it's going to contribute to maybe hours or years of great conversations, it's not really that bad. It's the spark that's going to take you into really good in-person connections and conversations.
I like the sound of it. All right, then, data science in the intersection with love and emotion. Happy Couples is an app. You can find it on the stores, the app stores, whatever app store you use. Lubna Takruri from, where are you? You're in San Francisco, are you
I'm
not?
In San Francisco.
Wow.
I'm in Appland.
Love it.
Well, do you know what? It's been really nice to talk to you. Stacey says goodbye. I say goodbye, and we're off to go.
I'm
going to
go check out the app.
Respective relationships. Thanks, Lubna.
Thank you.
All right. Well, do you know what? I think. I mean, I'm very kind of cynical of all these things, but actually, that's a reasonable point, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, if you're connected, then you're connected, and that's how it is.
Yeah, I think it's clever.
It's a new way of being connected, isn't it?
And I also love the gaming aspect. I think that might help in my case.
Not looking at anybody in particular, Adnan, who's in the room with us at the moment.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.